Parsha Beira. The first one is a Sfarno here who speaks about what does it mean, Vayimel of Ani Hashem. Was introducing his name, sort of, in other words, he's saying, hi, my name is Hashem. So the Sfarno says that Yisod here that's mentioned in quite a few other places, most notably Nefesh HaChaim in the beginning speaks about it. He says, Ani Hashem Mikayim HaMetzius. I'm the one that gives existence continuity. Lo mamtzio bolvad, not just brought into being. Avogam mekaymoi. When Rav Shachan discusses it by Richus, he speaks about the difference between someone who makes something, such as a cabinet maker who makes a cabinet, it would be considered to the detriment of the cabinet if it needed an ongoing servicing from the person who made it. That things should stand once they are. Whereas that's because the carpenter only contributed labor. He didn't contribute existence. He contributed labor to the thing, and once his thing is gone, the cabinet should stand because the cabinet stands. That's the way it is. Masha Ein Kein over here in the world where things are created means they don't inherently have existence. The only thing that has an inherent existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there must be continuous lending of that existence. And Ramban in Breishis explains what's Vayar Elokim Kol Asha'aseh V'Nei Tov Me'od. He says that the Amira is the Maisa Bria, whereas the Vayar is the Kim of the Bria. In other words, the Bria does not automatically endow with kiyum. There's rather an ongoing type of Ratzon Hashem which continues to give it existence. She'ein l'nim tzos shum yeshus v'kiyum zelosi mashan meshpi aleim. The world has existence only because I continue to give it existence. Ke'omroi ve'atom mechayes kulam. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps giving life to all of it. And he understands it means even the inanimate. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give existence to everything in the world. So creation is an ongoing process in the sense that existence is only Hashem and we are not existing. And if we exist in as much as we exist, it's because of Hashem as the Ratzon of existence. So Ani Hashem means I am the one who gives existence, who continues to infuse existence to the world. The next piece is in Ibn Ezra, where he speaks about the meaning of Kel Shakai. What exactly is the term Kel Shakai? So there's an Ibn Ezra and there's an Abarbanel. Mila Shakai Kosha Bifirish. It's hard to understand where the word Shakai comes from. Vagoyin Amar, Reb Sadi Goyin says, Kashin Noisa. Shin Lashon Kodesh, later Lashon Kodesh, can be a it can mean it's sort of a preposition that means that you. Vatam sha'omal oilam dai. Like Rashi says, sha'omal oilam dai. She dai. Le'eda tam pirzai, don't understand it. Ke'ech hiko shem asher dai. Rak li'yoyse toyak moi toy v'salach ali bidavoy. In other words, it's shayach only to call it. That die that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die would count maybe as an act that he did as a midah, but to give that as a name of Hashem, that's something that's very difficult to understand. But vanogid Reb Shmuel pirush by losha arvi al kahar upirushoi minatzeach v'takif. Vayutachas ois hakeful ki yud dalyoi shokyom ipesach ve'alef asher boi narayim ukmoi kekoil shakai v'yeshakai v'tzirich v'yofi pirish. So he says that shakai would be over here of a loshin of it would mean a powerful and a strong one. And the yud is there for emphasis, and so on. That's the like shodad, and you would sort of abbreviate it. So the meaning of that would be God as the all powerful. Then Amar Reb Sadia Goyin, Ki techsa b'achoyna milos levadai. Reb Sadia Goyin says that in the pasuk, the word, he's bothered by the problem that Hashem does appear by the Avos. So he says it means Ushmi Hashem Ki techsa milos levadai kilo amo b'shmi Hashem levadai l'ndati lehem. Rak pam kel shakev pam shem Hashem. So basically what it means is I wasn't known to them exclusively with Shem Avaya. I was known as Kelsak also. Ukamola fidaiti lo Yaakov levadi omoit shimcha ki im Yisrael mishtatav imoit. Vein tzayoch letikin hazeh. Ki yodanu ki Kelsak Hashem Yisbaruch hanichbot. Vein b'neim hefrish. It's not Kelsak doesn't refer to someone other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one and the same. Rak Sheshem Shakai Hu Toyach, Vashem Anichbot Pam Shem Etzem Pam Shem Toyach Ashapirashti. So Shem Shakai is only description, like you said before, the all-powerful one, and whereas Yudke Vavke can be either. Ve'ini Matzana Bekosub Avrom Ani Hashem Asher Tzeisich Merukastim U'B'Yakob Ani Hashem Ke Avrom Avicho. So therefore Rabbi Yeshua Omar Ke Avrom V'Yakob LeYodu Ze Hashem Rak Moshe Kosov Kacha. So even though it says it in two places, Ani Hashem, but Rabbi Yeshua says, by the way, have to be a Karoi, he does bring him down often, that Avraham and Yaakov didn't know the same Hashem, Moshe inserted it. It can't be that Moshe would insert same Hashem if that wasn't what was there correctly. He's paraphrasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein sofik obus yodu ze Hashem, shu shema etzim. Rak ze Hashem hu atoyar lo yodu. In other words, he says, Shem Havaya, I would assume he means in terms of Rachmim. As a Shem HaToyar, they weren't aimed on it. So he's saying that they also were aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch, whose name is, you know, is Yudke Vavke, but in the Midas HaRachim that is poilus and is a Nemon, like Rashi says, Ani Hashem Nemon to give schar, and so on, the elements that come along with Shem Havaya, those were things that they didn't know.
So yes? That's what Ibn Ezra is referring to when he talked about that Shem being Hashem HaTohar?
Yes. The other thing that Rashi mentions there, Ani Hashem Nemon Lefroya, Nemon Lasei Sachar, and all these things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu never acted out the things that are meant to be when he works with Shem Havaya, when it's Midas, let's say Midas Rachamim even. Okay, now we're going to go to Rav Avinel, who doesn't like the Pshat of Devin Ezra. The initial fires Mayan Shem Kel Shakai. Shiniska Psukmail. Ukvarisi div have an Ezra Sheborach with Pirisha Goyen Shapirisha Dai Shalom Adai. Lainocha Dallas have an Ezra Bazaar. Upirish who all of Sheshakai. In Yonon Shaded and Marochas. Umevatam Kitsoin of Nidovic Boy. Oi. Ukadivia Nogger of Shul Shapirishu Natsech Pataki, but Shankar Minya. So basically, Devin Ezra means to, is as is said that it means basically a lashon of strength, of a powerful one. Va'omnom imistaklus einemesitam. But if you look at it closely, they're not right. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu does override the ruchnisik and mahalchim, hine ein roi shekar shoyded a misharim. Shaydin Mishadeid, it means robber. It's not the type of thing that one would associate in a positive way. There's a pejorative to it. It's sort of a term of somebody who breaks the law rather than overrides obstacles. Kiyin Shaydu Gazan Ma'avu V'chaymetz K'may B'sholim Shudat Yivayna Yishloi Oholim L'Shaydidim M'ganovim Bolucho Im Shaydid Laila. How do you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a robber because he can overcome Even a victorious one doesn't fit a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Victorious implies there's a battle. No, nothing battles a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
I mean, really, don't refer to us as Ish Milchama.
I understand, but Ish Milchama looks like it, but when he's Menatzeach, it's because it was understood that there was no battle to start with. Menatzeach means there was a battle, and Abel Yochel v'shalit manigu moishel heimatorim sheroa shichsel of erech hashemayim loishel l'natzeach Hashemim, sorry. Loishel l'natzeach, you know, there are other positive terms that would have meant the same, and therefore it's very hard to mean that. So Rabbi Mel is going to explain what he thinks. Abel Amitus enyin hu ma shepirish by Gaon Epsadia shepirish shakai hu mishom lo elam dai. Epsadia Gaon is right. How does the shin become part of a shem Hashem if it's a preposition? Asher is used in Lashon Kodesh that and so on. Kihine Matzino, he says, we find Eke Asher Eke Shemeshne Hashem Zakdoshim Ma'im Boz Milos Asher Smucha La'eya Leke Rishon Kacha Kel Shakai Shemucha La'shem Kel Shin Shadai. Vinyana, kilo amah, hakel ashamadai. Vinyaze, shehini ma sheyira yis ha'ilam niver berotzen, roitze, vekavanas mechavin, vesheyin al tzarechiyuv, hu shir ha'ilam, vesheura ashamayim mekerchaveyem, umisperei asichlam ebdol ma'achashores, shloyis ha'gbala shura misparam, aldel retzoyni, v'meni yispara. So he says something very fascinating. One assumes at first glance that the Raya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the volume of creation, that a lot has been created, a lot has been brought into creation, so on and so forth. But if you think about it, let's give an example. Let's say a person digs a well and water starts coming out because you've hit on water down deep someplace. So you would not say that it is giving water to you. You would say you hit on water, and the proof is that the water comes without any consideration of the need of it. It's just as much water as this flows, and if there would be an infinite amount of water, that's how much would flow. So if God is an infinite being, and it is of the nature of infinite beings to create things, creation would just go infinitely, and we could latch onto part of it, gnash on some of it, but one would not see kavana or rotzen for the bria. When you see a very clearly metered out amount of water, forest, sunlight, and so on, in the gvulos on the world, we detect the ruts and kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some ways a lot more than in the giving and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen as Shakai because that's where he presents himself to the world, in the fact that things come measured. On the one hand, the sky was not made out of a substance that couldn't go further. They weren't created from a substance, they were created as such. Add another point to this. The Rambam says that Midas HaChesed is a midpoint between between Mida of Pazronis and Mida of Kilus. So let's think about it a second. A person doesn't want to give, he's stingy. That's easy to define. He's not giving, that's that. Then there are people who like to treat everybody. They're kind of, their nature is they're outgoing, they're always blowing parties. They're always making big parties. Now, if you think about it, it's not clear that, so is that goodness? Well, if goodness is described as a desire to give to people, it's not clear. Maybe he just likes to throw parties and just toss out stuff. Some people have that enjoyment. But let's say he gives, but he gives in a measured way. I don't want to give too much because it's not going to help the person. I want to give him enough to open his own store, and that way he'll be able to sell stuff. And so I'll give him the first investment, and I'll give him what he needs to live, and so on and so forth. In the measuring of the chesed, you see the chesed. It's because the mida of applying it to someone is seen only when you cut it to size. If somebody, the old citizen, well, I guess nostalgia joke, that a rebbe once, someone came in and said his name is so-and-so, and the rebbe said, oh, it's gematria of this. So he said, really? So he said, not only is it gematria, there's even a lot left over. There's room to go into whatever, Shabbos Kodesh, whatever it was. That's the same thing. If something is too big, then it's not the size. It's not applying to it. Yes, Chris. Okay, now he says one more thing. There's another right pshat. It says dai means internally sufficient, self-sufficient. Which is the basic definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is sufficient within itself to create. It's sufficient within itself to be itself, whereas everything else depends on Hashem. Like Rambam says, first halachah said the Torah and so on. Okay, fi adroch meila roye shifur Hashem azeh v'loike divar ben Ezra. That is davar ben Ezra. Next inyan is the Aven Ezra. It's a hemshach Aven Ezra on the same inyan where he says a different knesh Aven Ezra Ban, and we're going and let's see that. We've cut it up just makes it easier because logically that's the way it should structure. I'm going to reveal to you the secret of Kelshaka. Yedanu, Kashem bara gimel olamish hiskati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created three levels of worlds. Ha'olam ha'shofel yikabel koyach mo'olam ha'tichoy. Kol echad me'apratim v'yamrech sal yoyna. Everything in the lower world receives its hashpah from the middle world, which is sort of the world of mazalos and kochavim. For us, we could see it as a world of laws of nature. There is a mid layer. The fact is that both on the gashmistic level and the ruchnistic level, we have a layer which is sort of spiritual, but not quite divine. Ubavur kenishma sodom gavoyim elayim tzoy, im hoysa nefesh chachoma, v'kira maysa Hashem shem beloyim tzoy v'alideim tzoy. If a person is able to see past that mid-world and understand that Ma'is Hashem do not need a medium, and he leaves over this world and is misdabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im yesh b'marech z'kachom b'yis eroin roh shav l'v'yam yedua, Hashem shedobek bo yisav siva serasei. So even if the stars have laid out some bad to come his way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a way to overcome it. V'kocham yesh b'marocha sheh akar, and if let's say the marocha is that the person should be should be not have children, Hashem yitakim l'koyach toldosoy v'yoylit. Akein omr chazal shashem al-avrom tzemit tzagnina sholcha ukar v'mizatam imaz Yisrael v'yravad zeh pashas kisisa. Akein omr Hashem l'avrom koydem v'arbe zayecha ani kel shakai. Shepirushay minatzeach hamachas lo yonis. Loisha marocha tishoches. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy that mid-level. Rak sheyeda adovik b'shmoy shemizchar shetoyiv shebamarachtoy. The person will receive some good that wasn't in the cards for him. Akeinu mayakav amalach ha-goylis mikol ro she'nochon lo ve'elai. Bezel soit kol ha-torah shvash oid. So he's saying an extraordinary chiddush, a sort of point, I mean, it's not a chiddush as much as just a clear explanation. The Rambam says it more in Avuchim, all the Rishonim say it in different ways. We've seen it over the Tkufas and the Akedah and so on. There is a world of nature. There's a world of mazolos. And they have a system. And that system is a valid system. And that's the way things will normally run. But it is possible for a person to reach above it. And if a person is, like the Rambam says, if a person is a tzaddik, is dovik nashem, while something is happening, at that time no bad will befall him because he's dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bypass the bad that's supposed to come. If we can just give in our times a mashal, there was a terrible gzeira in Churban of Europe, and the Klaus was basically destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the entire Mir Yeshiva out through the back door. It sort of was almost as if somebody was hurried out of a side exit and not the main, and you know, it sort of bypassed it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bypass things, and that's called Kel Shakai. Behine says, obviously, Gia Malosam Lidovka B'shem K'moisha She'el Hashem Panem Panem. The others, however, didn't reach the Madrega of Moshe. Al-Kein HaYochem Moshe L'Shanes told us Oilem HaShov Chach Ois Moshe Shlach HaOvis HaChachem. And that's why Moshe could do miracles that the others did not do, that we didn't see the others. V'hine Moshe Amar Shnei Dvarim Ha'echad Lomad Zeh Shlachtani V'Hasheni V'Atzel Otzaltos HaMechom V'Heishiv Al HaAchroin Ato Tireh Asher Es L'Parei Vatam means explanation. By the obvious, had the mahalach been a mahalach of obvious, I would have gotten him out because I would have snuck him out the back door. But he says that's by the obvious. Vayotcha yivoda shmi Hashem anichbet ba'ilam. But I want through you shem havaya, meaning not that we can get around nature, but we're above nature. So that's why things are going to get worse, because I want to create nisim neflos that never were, things that were unnatural, and that's something that is only shayach to it's only shayach to do, you know, when the matzav is terrible, and I'm going to take you out through extraordinary nisim. Let's take a look at the next piece of Ramban, who sort of speaks on this Ebenezer. V'chachem Avram Pirish Kibayz Bekel Shakeh Moshechas V'shu'uroi You know, Bekel Shakeh is a hemshech of it. V'shu'uroi V'erol Avram B'chulu Bekel Shakeh U'v'shmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lehem V'yin HaKosov Ki Nir Lovetz B'Shem Azeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the others with that name, Shumunatzeach Machs HaShemayim, V'Las Yisim Omnisim Doilam Shalonis Bat Minig Oilam, V'Roav Pada Yisim Imavaz Muhammad Deicherev, V'Losem Oishiv Kovol Toiv, V'Heim Kechola Yudim Shabbatar B'Rach Zul Kololis, V'Loi Tobla Am Toiv V'Loch Hamitzev Roav Ba'in Shabera Rak B'Mais HaNes. So this is, the Ramban makes this point, and it's a point that he makes many times. He says we need to understand that Tzchar V'Onesh Be'etzim is a nes, meaning as follows. If nes means that it's against the teva, so there are things that are be'etzim against the teva. For instance, if you split the seed, that's against the teva, and that's a nes. But if someone tells you that if you wear a lot of tzitzis, you're going to make a lot of money, that's a nes, because tzitzis don't have anything to do with money. They're two different worlds. If you give tzedakah, Rabbi Matzliach, there's no, that's also a nes. He says it's not, it's nes in the same sense that it's not part of the world of Teva. Kiloi Tovi says, Adam Tovi b'schar mitzvah ro'a b'ayin ha-shevei rak ma'isa nes. V'myunach Adam le'tivoi v'lemazolom le'yisiv v'yisav dovel igru mimenu. And if a person were left to his inborn mazel, there would not be any inyan of a change in his fortunes because of mitzvahs. The avoschar kol atoyv v'anshem hazak kol nisim v'im nistarim. All the schar of Torah in this world is nisim nistarim. Yechoshebem leroyim shemunagas shel olam. People will think that this is minaga olam. V'heim ba'odam oynesh v'schar be'emes. Umipneze tarech ator b'yudim shabayelam hazeh. V'lo teva yudah nevesh shabayelam haneshamas. The Torah is marich about the rewards in this world, doesn't speak about the rewards in the world to come. Ke'elam moysim shekeneged ha-toylada. V'kiyim ha-nefesh ha-felkim hudav ha-roi v'toldosa. She'tosh v'lkim ha-shaneshana. Someone says an extraordinary pshat. He's coming to answer why the Torah speaks about reward in this world and not reward in the world to come. He said the reward in the world to come is not inherently miraculous. Let's give an example. If you tell a scientist that a person has something in him that's called a neshama, and the neshama is spiritual, it can't be measured, felt, heard, caught on film, or in any way interact with anything in the world, and it gets a reward in a world of neshamas, which is a purely spiritual world of tanugim. A scientist can neither affirm nor deny this. Not even the biggest atheist can deny it. He can just say he doesn't know, but it may or may not be true. But if I say that in this world, if you do good, things will prosper, that's testable. And in the sense of an amazing thing, it's more amazing because you're coupling two worlds that are not shaykh to each other. In this world, tzitzis and tefillin, mezuzah and shayfa don't have any, they don't interact with anything in any meaningful way, and yet if we're zeicha, we see the connection. So he says olam haba is not mentioned because there's no mofes to it. Olam haza is mentioned because it is a mofes. V'ina amal kim l'moyshe nir eisi la'ovis b'kach yodeh ashen yishayri ba'amazolos v'ezab chirai. Aval b'shmi shal yudkei asher boi niyakol hoive l'nedati lehem livram chadot shina toldos. Nothing, I showed them how I can work the system, I can quote unquote gain the system, but that I should totally overwhelm it, that they didn't see. L'chein amal abnei Yisrael ni Hashem v'todilam pa'mechez Hashem ha'kodl kibani oisei mohem l'hafli v'yedu k'ani Hashem oisei kol etzotku kol divei Rebbe Avraham b'hin hazeh. So Ramban goes with Ben Ezra's Mahalach, same idea that Shekel Shake is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sort of circumventing the system, and Yudke Vavke is superseding the system. One more piece of Sfarno here speaks of the same thing. Bekel Shakai, Hamoyre Shem Tzeisat Zemetzius Kula, that's Kel Shem Shakai, Veshmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lehem. Beis Bekel Shakai Nemshechas Letevas Ushmi. In other words, it's one Hemshech Deposit. Oma, Ubeshmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lehem. I was Bekel Shaka not Lehem, but not Bishmi Hashem. Ba'oisem Amara. V'loi shinisi ba'adom shum teva mitivei ha'bulti nifsodim. V'lochein royu shodia zelazaram shalai kibuzaram v'oisem l'man hokim v'oisem li la'om uv'chein eg olim. In other words, I want to be kairis a special bris with them now, and it's something that's going to be unique to them that they've never gotten from their parents, and that will be the Nekud of Krisus Bris with Kaisla as an Am. So I had a personal Bris with the parents, and they have a Mesoras for that, and that's Shem Kel Shakai, the Mamshuk through Mesoras. Shem Avaya is something that they received, and that made them into an Am.